We then followed that up with a study of pharmacogenomics, trying to understand the toxicity patterns that are being seen in patients who are treated with kinase inhibitors. And we selected sunitinib as our kinase inhibitor and collected DNA, genomic DNA, from peripheral blood in patients who were receiving sunitinib. And we divided patients into two categories, those who had grade 2 or less toxicity and those who had grade 2 or more toxicity. And we looked at SNPs as a measure of variability within the genome. And the study is a difficult one because you're looking at 11,000 different SNPs and you're trying to select which of the SNPs might indeed be related to toxicity.
And what are the SNPs again?
These are polymorphisms within DNA, single amino acid substitutions within a gene that may well be different in you than in me, okay? And they will give variability to, for example, a metabolic pathway. And you're looking at a large number of enzymes, and you're trying to select out of this whole group the enzymes that might indeed be related to the outcome. So we were able to, I think, select 9 different targets that may well be related to the toxicities that were seen. We are going to go back using a larger sample size, prospectively look at these 9 genes and see whether indeed we can validate whether they are related to the toxicity. The whole purpose here was to say, can we predict who's going to have severe toxicity from the drug as compared to who is not by looking at some of the metabolic pathways?
So what have you seen so far?
We've selected 9 genes. We don't have the actual analysis done at this point in time. We have the genes selected, and what the next step is to use those 9, because the purpose of this was to serve us as a way to select the genes which we would look at. And I didn't do the analysis, and I guess I'm not familiar enough with the methodology to explain in detail how this was done. It's a decision tree type analysis. And however they do this, they come up with 9 genes that may well be related to the toxicity that was seen, and then we have to validate it and look in prospective way to determine whether indeed these genes are relevant. This has been done with other drugs, certainly, but there it's been done where we've known the metabolic pathways and we've focused on, for example, UGT in irinotecan, for example, in terms of predicting toxicity. Here, we were sort of searching for a variety of genes which may not even be apparent to determine whether indeed they'd be related to toxicity.
But I think I did see some data looking at SNPs and BEV in breast cancer.
I'm not aware of those, so it's possible that you have SNPs.
Yeah, I was presented at the San Antonio Breast Cancer Meeting last year where they did see a correlation between these SNPs and hypertension.
What we're doing now is searching databases to see whether there are correlations between some of these SNPs. And it's a large undertaking. It means we need a large data set. We need to go back to some of the clinical trials where we have DNA available and look at it. So, I mean, I think with the kinase inhibitors, it's sort of a different approach. Now, will this help us understand which group of patients respond? Well, it's conceivable that as we start to dissect it out, that there may even be SNPs that will be predictive of response. And so I think we have to keep an open mind here.